103 Jams cares about Kansas City. If you see something, say something. Call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. Stand up in silence to violence in KC. A great event is happening this weekend at the Anita B. Gorman Discovery Center. Here in the studio, tell us more about the event is Bill Graham and Alexis Allen. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Hey, we're good, Play. How about you?
Good. Glad to have y'all here in the studio. So tell us about the event that's going on.
Well, you know, Missouri Department of Conservation, our mission is to connect people with nature, and this Saturday, we're connecting people with nature via history. We're having a special event that sort of showcases survival skills, foraging skills for people during the Civil War era, and especially people also traveling on the Underground Railroad.
Oh, wow.
We have a special photo exhibit opening on the Underground Railroad on Saturday, and it's going to be here into January.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the Buffalo Soldiers group, the local Buffalo Soldiers chapter, is going to be there about 10:30 in the morning. And, of course, that's this Saturday, November 16th.
Okay.
So about 10:30, they crank up. And then at noon, Molly Postlewaite, who's a fantastic storyteller, is giving her story, The Lamp, which is about Civil War era and then the Underground Railroad. And throughout the morning, we've got people doing outdoor cooking that people would have done back in that time, and also some people talking about medicinal plants and food plants and so forth that people would have utilized.
It's like perfect timing when you're talking about the Underground Railroad with the Harriet movie that's out right now in theaters. That's interesting. It's like perfect timing that this is taking place in this event, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Actually, when we thought of the event, we didn't even know about the Harriet Tubman. So when we had came up with it, we were like, oh my goodness, this movie is getting ready to come out. This is perfect for this. And more people, if they want a more in-depth feel and to actually act out some of the survival skills, they can actually do that. They can actually feel the earth, what she went through. And, you know, instead of just watching a movie, they can come experience it as a whole. Not entirely, but certain aspects.
Yeah, what's the biggest thing y'all learned personally as far as with this exhibit? Have y'all checked out anything yet or anything y'all learned as far as any of these survival skills or outdoor skills?
For myself, what it looked like back then and how nature had played a humongous role in the Underground Railroad, in the Civil War, and how much they had to utilize that because they didn't have what we have now. So just to see how they operated without the technological aspects that we are so fortunate to have is so interesting. So I really enjoyed that, how they cooked, how they cleaned, how they, you know, bathed, ate everything from point A to point B is just so interesting because life isn't how it is now.
Yeah, I'm a photographer and I really enjoy good photography. And the photo exhibit is by a photographer named Janine Mikna Bales.
Okay.
It's titled Through Darkness to Light, Photographs Along the Underground Railroad. And what she's done is from Louisiana to Canada, different places, she's taken photos at night. They're all nighttime type photos because people would have been moving on the Underground Railroad at night. And so that's what they would have seen as they moved along.
I like this event. And it's a free event. Is that right, Bill?
It's all free. And of course, it's free. And we're at 4750 Troost Avenue. We're in the heart of Kansas City. It's the Anita B. Gorman Discovery Center, or some people just call us the Discovery Center. Yeah, we're right there in the heart of Kansas City at 4750 Troost. Everything we have is free. And besides this event, people can come see Southern Critters on the Wall and our outdoor garden and things like that.
Yeah, the garden looks dope every time I drive by there. I got to come through and check it out one day. No
doubt.
You
should. We have amazing trails through there, too. So.
I got to make that happen. If they want more information on this event or anything with the Gorman Discovery Center, what can they do?
Well, they can call 816-759-7300, or they can check us out online at mdc.mo.gov/Discovery Center. You know, we're open from Tuesdays through Saturdays. We're open every Saturday now. We used to be open every other Saturday. Now we're open every Saturday. And
good.
Sometimes on a Tuesday night, too. So check us out.
Good. I appreciate you, Bill and Alexis, coming through and giving us this information. Hopefully see you again here soon in the studio.
Well, we appreciate it, too.